The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Going down Bayman Road, I can't lick nobody. Don't lick nobody. Don't lick nobody. Don't lick nobody. Don't lick nobody. Going down Harrow Road. Going down Robinson Road. Going down Carmichael Road. I can't lick nobody. Don't lick nobody. Don't lick nobody. Don't lick nobody. Don't lick nobody. Bullfrog dressed up in soldier clothes. Went to the river just to shoot.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Monday, the 2nd of June, 2025, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. I can let you know what we're talking about right now. And then, of course, as always, the little housekeeping that we do. Here's the question for the show. Which has greater impact? Which has greater impact in the Bahamas, Bahamian society? Hurricane season, election season, pride season. Which of the three has the greatest impact on Bahamian life, on the Bahamas? Election season, hurricane season, pride season. It turns out this year, all three of these seasons start in the first week of June, in the first days of June. So let's get the show started. Guardian Media Group cruise giveaway promotion. Get your pencils ready. The Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel want to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right. No visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. One, fill out the form in the Nassau Guardian. Two, listen to Star 106.5 FM and Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Or four, make a purchase at Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025, drawing on July 4th. 2025. So pack your bags, get ready to soak up the sun and feel that sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply, airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included. Not included. Also, we're still running the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will competition. I'm going to have Mr. Dennis Carlton Bethel come in to tell us, and have a whole show to tell us why the competition, his family connection to the Loyalist Charles Farquharson, why this competition is so important to him and to his family. Of course, the way to compete and win, you just have to provide two correct pieces of information. The government recording record, that's the government recording record for Charles Farquharson's will, and the date of Charles Farquharson's death. The competition is open to junior and high school students across the archipelago. Three winners will be chosen, one from San Salvador, one from New Providence or Grand Bahama, and one from the rest of the family islands. There's a cash prize as well as gift certificates and other prizes for the three winners. Again, it's Charles Farquharson's will and the recorded date of Charles Farquharson's death. Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. I think it's a wonderful competition. It aims to drive inquiry, inquisitiveness about our culture, about our history, about who we are, and it aims to encourage young people to pick up research and researching their history. I think it's a great initiative. Again, I'll have Mr. Dennis Carlton Bethel on the show very shortly to talk about the competition. All right, so the question for today, which has greater impact on the country? Is it election season, hurricane season, or pride season? The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, at 242-300-5720. I've got a number of stories here in my notes. No change in FOIA budget from the 30th of May. And then we got a story in today's Guardian org. Not enough money allocated for Freedom of Information Act and other key offices. I see I got a caller on the line. I come into you right now as I come into you. Which one of y'all rented R.M. Bailey Fair and didn't tell me about it? Seems a good time was had, even with the tragic passing. We could take a moment. Well, the tragic passing of the pastor at the prayer meeting. We say condolences to the family of Randolph Curtis Sr. There was a prayer meeting at R.M. Bailey Park on Saturday morning, and unfortunately, Mr. Curtis passed away in the midst of that service. We'll go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Right, I'm on. I think of all the seasons we take serious is election. Because one, pride season, we don't take pride season serious because you see how dirty Nassau is? We got garbage all over the road.
Okay.
Nassau is really a dirty place.
It is.
Second thing, right? Hurricane season. We don't take that serious. Everyone outside went hurricane. Hurricane went 3,000 miles an hour. We outside taking photos, selfies.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't take that serious. So I'll go with C, election season. Oh, we take that serious.
Yes, we do. Yes,
we love election.
All right. Thank you very much. Again, the question on the table, which season has a greater impact on the Bahamas, pride season, election season, or hurricane season? Well, here are some themes for pride season. That's Pride Month this year. Pride Month starts on June 1st and runs until June 30th. The Caribbean Equality Project's theme for 2025 Pride is Black Future Things. Human Rights Campaign theme for Pride 2025 is These Colors Don't Run, and World Pride's 2025 theme is The Fabric of Freedom, The Fabric of Freedom. This week just passed on Friday, Ministry of Health hosted the third annual Disaster Preparedness and Health Expo under the theme Every Day Counts, Act for Resilience Today. The event brought together nearly 100 vendors, including government agencies, NGOs, private partners, and health organizations. Attendees were treated to musical and dance performances by Judith Thompson Primary. And I would put that in there because we got to big up the little children. They are just doing what their job is, being students and doing it well. The expo featured exhibits from agencies such as Water and Sewerage, Disaster Risk Management Authority, Bahamas Department of Corrections, Port Nassau, I think that's Nassau Cruise Port, and the Kidney Association. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller. Good morning.
My name is Green.
Hi.
Hope you had a beautiful weekend. I like to tell you how to say weekend. You had talking with me this morning.
Yes, sir.
Miss Green, I really don't understand. Let me talk about what is most important. But I would think that when it comes to our health and safety, hurricane season would be the one that we should watch the most. Because after the experience that the Bahamas went through with Dorian, that affected the northern end of the country, mainly Abaco, Grand Bahama, and I guess Bimini got a touch of it too. But Miss Green, like I said, if we would have experienced what those people experienced and are still trying to rebuild from, some of the homes, my son, my grandson, who was up in Abaco doing some rebuilding for Baker's Bay, some of the homes what he showed me, where all the windows gone, on buildings still, and the people are not even trying to repair their homes, they're trying to sell the property. They don't, the horror they went through, they don't even want to live in Abaco no more. Now, what I'm saying, why are you saying that, Ms. Green? Consider New Providence. Just consider it. New Providence is one of the smallest islands in the Bahamas, but it's the capital. The island now is only 7 miles by 7 miles. It's not 21 by 7 anymore. Between the gated community and the shanty towns, they done cut off the edges, and they got us in the middle of the crab basket 7 by 7 now. Why I said that is you can imagine a hurricane coming up the middle of the Bahamas between Eleuthera and the islands and Anguilla, coming straight up the middle for New Providence. You can imagine this little island going through that. Where are we going to run, Miss Green? I mean, the people in the capital, the main airport is here, the main hospitals is here, most of the doctors and nurses are here. Everybody is centered in New Providence. If we should go through what Abaco and grab over 60,000 people, maybe even more, live in New Providence, plus our uninvited guests living here too, where would we run to? If that is less important than politics, we change politics every 5 years. So they come and go. We don't have to keep the same guys in the House Assembly, but we can take a hurricane.
Thank you.
Not like Dorian.
Thank you very much. Which leads to an excellent question. Well, the question, where would we go? Which leads to an excellent question. Does the government have a plan? Does the government have a plan for a hurricane forecasted for a direct hit? Does the government have a plan for a direct hit, recovery from a direct hit over New Providence of a Category 2 or higher storm? Do we have a strategy for that? Oh, boy. There we go. So thank you. Here is the story in today's Nassau Tribune. Lundy expects Abaco storm shelter to be ready July 1st. With forecasters warning of an intense hurricane season ahead, the government expects the long-delayed shelter in March harbor to be ready by July 1st. Y'all forgive me. Somehow my text line disappeared. Nuri, could you ask Mr. Strawn for the text line, please? Sorry about that, guys. With forecasters warning of an intense hurricane season ahead, the government expects the long-delayed shelter in Marsh Harbor to be ready by July 1st. Minister of State for Disaster Risk Management Leon Lundy gave the timeline yesterday, saying the Abaco-based facility has cleared all Ministry of Works inspections, built to withstand winds over 200 miles per hour. The shelter will also function as, and we go to page 7, the shelter will also function as a community center. Quote, it is more than a shelter. It is also a community center, a space for both safety and togetherness, even in the most challenging of times, Mr. Lundy said. The 2025 Atlantic hurricane season is expected to bring 17 named storms, 9 hurricanes. Again, the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season is expected to bring 17 named storms, 9 hurricanes, and 4 major systems. Mr. Lundy called the forecast sobering, but said officials have been preparing for months. Quote, we have not waited for the skies to darken before taking action, he said. I'm going to stick a pin right there, because this is July 1st, 2025, that they expect the shelter to be ready. See, because today is June 2nd, 2025, and it takes time to organize an opening ceremony, right? It takes time to organize these things. You're gonna be inviting a whole bunch of MPs, a whole bunch of government officials down. Flights have to be purchased. Accommodations have to be arranged. Or extra flights have to be organized so you could bring people in and fly them back out the same day. You got to write a letter to the U.S. Embassy asking if they could use their airplane capacity to assist us, right? We got to do all of that, right? Quote, throughout the calm months, your disaster risk management authority has been hard at work, close quotes. Let's see, throughout the calm months. So we say, let's be fair and say from June 2020 to June 2025. That's 5 months, right? 2020 to 2021, 2021 to 2022, 22 to 23, 23 to 24, and 24 to 25. That's five. So five times 12 months is 60 months, but we're going to cut half of them because it's the calm months. You can't expect them to work in the hurricane season, right? So you had 30 calm months, and you've been hard at work. And the picture from, anyway, that's an old picture from January. Maybe y'all have done a lot of work. Mr. Lundy said readiness drills have expanded to include simulations specific to each island's vulnerabilities. The national shelter list now includes details on capacity and accessibility meant to help families plan ahead. How many actual shelters do you have on the national shelter list? Because what Dorian showed us is that we can no longer rely on certain buildings, certain types of structures for hurricane shelters. Also, casual observation suggests that we don't have sufficient inspection processes for anyone to say that one of these old buildings is still sufficient. In the middle of a hurricane zone, we deserve hurricane shelters. What about citizen security? What about a sense, right, like a citizen's sense of security? We deserve these things. It's 6 years later, and you still haven't finished the shelter for Abaco. Tech says, great show as usual, election season. Of the three, election season, pride season, and hurricane season, which one has the greatest impact? I get a text to here, says mango season. Well, I tell you what, if we were watching the mango season, we would have a better sense of what changes are occurring in our own country due to climate change. Also, I wish some of y'all would watch the mango season, because some of y'all have a problem understanding what age of consent means. Absolutely. So that's the hurricane story. I'm going to finish off the article. Here we go. He also announced upgrades to communication systems. Family island administrators are now equipped with satellite phones and Starlink Wi-Fi to maintain contact during outages. So you mean the companies that you hold a significant portion of shares in have been unable to produce a communication system for hurricane disasters, specifically hurricanes? A new alert system modeled after the Marco Alert will deliver storm updates and evacuation notices directly to phones. That's a good move. Like that. This is, quote, this is part of our whole of a country, whole of community, sorry. That's a new term. Ms. Nuri, you ever heard these terms before? Whole of country, whole of community? Quote, this is part of our whole of country, whole of community approach, ensuring that no island is left behind, he said. I just want to stick a pin here. And let me tell you why, because Lundy is one of the more articulate of the PLP cabinet. I actually like hearing him talk when he speaks. Sometimes, though, I get very concerned because it takes charisma to introduce new concepts to a populace. My question is, why are you trying to introduce this as a new concept? Why are you trying to introduce your constitutional obligation as some new concept that you guys have devised and are philanthropic enough to deliver to us? That's your job. Your job is to govern the whole of the archipelago. We understand that you, as a new politician, may not know that because the prevailing political culture does not behave that way. Y'all treat people in Maikyal and on these far-flung islands like they roaches. You treat them like they're roaches. You allow them to be terrorized by any manner people in the community. And the mantra, if you want a good quality of life while you're on the family islands, you can't afford to live on the family islands. Your job, you cannot afford to not attend to the family islands because that's your job. Don't introduce it to me like the bank telling us that having banking services on the family islands. That's your job. That's what it was from the beginning. We go back to the article. In an earlier interview last week, Mr. Lundy said the long-burning Spring City dump site in Abaco is now, quote, 95% contained and mostly smoldering, close quotes. Now, it was a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago that I did this story on the Spring City dump and the hazards that arose. The residents, one woman had to fly to Rand, to Freeport, to the Rand Hospital. The doctor told her she didn't get there soon enough. She may have had serious bronchial issues. And that's all you can tell us is 95% contained and mostly smoldering. Quote, they are hoping for some rains this weekend that should actually extinguish it fully, he said. By the end of the year, it should be fully. By the end of the year, 2025? The Disaster Risk Management Act 2022 makes it clear residents who ignore evacuation orders do so at their own risk. First responders are not required to attempt rescues in those cases. Quote, if you receive an evacuation order, you must not stay, Mr. Lundy said. Quote, the government is not obligated to endanger the lives of first responders to rescue individuals who chose to ignore official evacuation instructions. Shelter locations and preparedness information are available at getready.gov.bs. Y'all heard that? There's a new website. Everybody, if you got a pen in your hand, write it down. If you have a phone in one hand and a wheel in the other hand, just watch the road. Getready.gov.bs. Shelter locations and preparedness information are available at getready.gov.bs. I was hoping there would be a follow-up, right? Like, also, this information will also be available in laminated hard copy at constituency offices. Constituency offices are currently, this is what I would like to hear, are currently laminating this information in booklets to give to people who don't necessarily have the digital access or tech savvy. I know about 10,000 of them in this country right now. Quote, the best time to prepare is long before the... These are the same people who just told us they expect the Abaco storm shelter to be ready by July 1st, you know. Mr. Lundy said, do not wait for a warning to get ready. Know your shelter, stock your supplies, secure your home, and make a family plan. Back to the constituency offices. Constituency offices, you all understand now that people who don't know how to stop at red lights and stop signs probably will have great difficulty devising a family plan. Can you help us? Can you provide for constituents a couple of models that they could use so they could understand what a family plan would look like? Could we do that? All right, I'm going to go to the text line quickly, and we're going to change subjects. Has the government devised an evacuation plan for the family islands? No, I don't think so. All right, another text. Ms. Green, good morning. Whilst you speak of Minister Lundy also... Ooh. This text is asking about the King airplane that was confiscated, and then they said money in the budget was allocated for its refurbishment. Mm-hmm. And then, so the text is asking, has there been any follow-up on that, the status of that matter? Here's a text. Condolences to the preacher who died praying. This is a reminder to simple mere men and politicians that no man knows the hour, even in the shower. Brace yourselves, we are all dying, so act accordingly, humanely, always, not just when you get sick. The clock does tick. Here's another text. Why not the PM talking about catastrophic insurance for this country? That's what you want to hear? I want to hear that too. Aaron, here's a text. Aaron, I'm sorry for us. I really am. I used to think about this scenario and be so afraid of my elderly parents having to go through it. I no longer have that worry. Condolences. If NP were hit with a Dorian-type hurricane, it won't be pretty. I believe I know why the U.S. built a fort on East Street Hill, one for the threat from the sea and the other to protect from the threat of a complete breakdown of society. Remember when Marvin Dames kept denying that law and order had broken down in Abaco post-Dorian? I remember that, and then I remember that video of the boy, the light-skinned boy in the striped shirt outside the bar, just wet and drunk, waving his gun around, and all the people is in the video saying, that boy is a police. That boy is a police, you know. Anyway, I remember that. He said, focusing of citizens having to guard their homes and businesses from raiders. Nassau has 200,000 more people, many already in desperate straits. I want you all to understand that, right? That is not a judgment. That is an observation and a realization of where people are. And before y'all start judging people, you know, y'all is just run red lights for nothing. It ain't even like you desperate. It ain't like your child in the hospital and you need to go sign the paper so they could start operating. You just run it for kicks. Many in gangs, many desensitized to all kinds of violent crimes against fellow citizens, women, children, the elderly, and police. We do not want to see the disaster trifecta the decades of corruption, neglect, and mashing down of innovation and growth has created. Gates, corruption, wealth, and illegally hoarded gold will do nothing to stop the chaos. Only our prayer can be, we never see it. And then, see, that's what I want to know. Does the government have the two plans? You have an evacuation plan for the family islands, right? So if the storm is going to hit Maikal, where are you taking the residents of Maikal? For how long? What should they bring with them, right? How long should they expect to be out? Your longest forecast. And you do it for all of the island chains, right? So that if I'm in New Providence and my family in Maikal, I know where they're likely to be taken. Right? So I'm not going to fuss. I know they're in good hands. They pray in people. But I know after 48 hours, after 4 days, I can call this island and start making attempts to reach out to my family members. Or I could fly there and meet them there, right? These are the things we need to know. Also, what is the plan for New Providence? See, because my thing is, I don't know which one is harder to recover from. I don't know if it's harder for us to recover from a hurricane or recover. I got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning to you, Ms. Green, C. Allen Johnson.
Morning.
I just want to say to you, right, since 2004, actually goes back to 1999, but 2004, after the twin hurricanes, we created the, I don't remember the name now, we don't have so much name, DRM, but the, and FEMA, whatever it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
For me, I don't forget the name because it was just garbage. Supposed to be to come up with a strategy to deal with hurricanes, emergencies, and everything. To date, 20 years, going on 25 years, if you go back to 1999, 25 years, we have yet to have a single published strategy for anywhere in the Bahamas. What to do, how to do it, who's going to respond, who's going to do whatever. the resource that's going to be dispatched, anything. 25 years, we can't get it right. But the problem is that we should be learning from what has happened. And I think the greatest lesson that has been given to us was Dorian, in spite of the losses and the debt. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, we now know the threshold for a Category 5 hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
So if we prepare for that, we can handle everything else. What we have to realize is that New Providence haven't been hit for decades. So it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to consider New Providence being hit by even a category top two or level three.
I can tell you, I remember Hurricane Floyd, but of course Hurricane Floyd was so large, it basically sat over the whole of New Providence. And I remember...
No, that was just wind and water. I'm talking about a direct hit.
I know, I'm just giving...
Yeah. The point is this, we should have a plan B or even a plan C. The point is that there's only one place in the Bahamas that we can make arrangements. It's the very place that has been hit, Grand Bahama. And the reason I say that is Grand Bahama has about 230 square miles of available property where you could buy a quarter acre in New Providence for $250,000. You could get probably 2 acres on the waterfront here in Grand Bahama. But the point I make is that we should be making arrangements, and I'm talking about build out in Freeport, individuals who can't afford homes in New Providence to be looking at Grand Bahama as a plan B, because Grand Bahama economy, forget this tourism thing they're selling us, right, for cruise ships and whatever. I'm talking about a real tourism destination utilizing the 21st century model.
All right, so you're saying that Grand Bahama should be the go-to island for post-storm recovery
even for preparation. We have to prepare governance and all to Grand Bahama because, you know, all of the paperwork that we have in New Providence can all be underwater, scattered and everything. This is why digitization should have happened. We already spent $30 million on digitization since 2000.
You know the beige computers can't get wet, Seattle.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. But so we keep talking about these things, right? But just know we need governance that actually recognizes where we are and where we need to be. And you plot a plan. How do you plan for an entire country and tell them to repair, tell them to participate, and they have no information?
Exactly.
Right? And that's the problem we have. And so until we stop talking about it and be about it, we're going to continue in 5 years, and when it does hit us, we're going to find out that we were worse prepared than we have, and the catastrophic loss of life, not from the hurricane, but from the
recovery
of the hurricane.
Yeah, from the recovery.
It's going to be the problem here. But we can avoid it by proper prior planning will prevent our piss poor performance. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is the time y'all use that word. Y'all stop using that word. I mean, I know why you used it this time, because that's a phrase. Have y'all ever heard old people use that phrase that has stuck with you, right? Poor performance, be prevented by proper planning. There you go. All right, text line and then transition. Why do we need a big opening ceremony for the Abaco shelter for political brownie points? Just get it ready and use that money to help the residents. I didn't say we need, well, first of all, we need one so that we'll know that it's open. These by them have a smoke and mirror machine. But I agree with you. As much money as possible should be reserved for the citizens and their treatment. Citizens, resident services, the comfort of the residents. Good morning, Aaron. Something needs to be done ASAP with these people turning on red, especially by the Fox Hill Prince Charles Junction. Saw so many near misses over the weekend. Thank you, Tex. I didn't even know you was going to help me make this quick. It was down at the light was down, traffic light at Shirley and Mackey Street for a couple of days. And y'all just acted as if no light ever been there. Y'all acted as if you don't know what the light cycle is at that intersection. Y'all act as if it's not the Mackey Street westbound traffic that goes first, and then the Mackey Street westbound traffic heading north, right, that goes second. Y'all know that. Y'all just don't care. Y'all don't care about the rules. Y'all don't care about the laws. I had an interaction with a taxi driver on Sunday. It was not me. I was in the back seat. I was minding my business. I didn't even say anything, right? But the taxi driver, you can't wait for somebody to politely let you out. I said, what, put a taxi driver? Only seven of y'all polite? If it's 100 of y'all on the road, only 7 of y'all polite. Just to figure out which set is the polite set. But if you don't stop at stop signs, you ain't polite. And you're not a good Christian either. That's a harsh thing to say. But you're not a good Christian either. If you could pull up on Sands Road to the stop sign and you looking at accident and emergency that still ain't finished. You understand what I'm saying? When you pull up to the stop sign on Sands Road heading east at the eastern end, and you decide to run that stop sign, you looking at the accident and emergency that's not finished. That's where you can send the people when you almost kill them. And then when y'all talk about y'all as good Christians. How you on the road, you almost hit a cyclist because you have your cell phone in your hand. And when the cyclist says to you, hey, put your phone down. What's implied is put your phone down so you don't kill me. You're going to cuss them and threaten to kill them with your car right then and there. Anyway, this segment of the show is inspired by that video that was recorded the early morning of June the 1st, so early hours of Sunday morning at Bahama Avenue and Market Street. A vehicle ran a stop sign at a high rate of speed. I mean, they were flying. And I'm surprised we don't see that story in the paper. I'm not surprised. Let me just say, I'm not surprised. I don't know why the police don't feel it's important to report these things. Do the police understand by reporting these things, you begin chipping away at the culture and eradicating the culture that results in this type of driving? At Bahama Avenue and Market Street, in the early hours of Sunday morning, a car attempted to turn into a plane, hitting another car that had the right of way, was also speeding, had the right of way, and almost killed them. And I say almost killed them because I see no story. And I haven't delved in. Let me go in. Let's go into the paper, deep. All the pages, FOIA, Sands, questions, funding for new parliament building, Lundy, government prepared for hurricane season. Expenses, election not due until 2026. Nothing here in the Guardian. Let's look at the Tribune because it was like a circus. It was lights and cameras and debris, cars flying. And yet, nothing. In the paper, I wonder if even in the police report, I wonder if it's in the police, on the police website's crime report page. See, we're going into an election. Politicians want us with them. They're trying to convince us that they did a good job. We should vote them back in. There's been, if anything, there's been a complete and utter breakdown in the police force. And traffic is the clearest example of that as you could see. Did anybody see the video of the boulder sitting in the road? And in the video I saw, the truck that the boulder obviously fell from is still on the road. They didn't stop. They didn't stop. They didn't leave a man there to attempt to direct traffic. They didn't take any spray paint and spray up the road to draw people's attention to the rock in the road. I mean, when I say a rock, I mean a boulder. That's the cornerstone that Peter built the church on. The thing just fell in the road and the truck gone. And I saw subsequent pictures of the boulder in the road with the truck nowhere in sight. You know there's a law that if you're carrying anything in your truck bed, it must be complete. So it don't fall off and become an obstacle to other drivers. That boulder would have killed somebody. With all that talk about the CDL process, commercial driver's license process, and all the critique I gave, let me give it again. It's just another tax collection exercise. The good drivers are good drivers because they are good drivers, not because somehow the government's actions, the enforcement, the oversight compels people to be good drivers. That's not it. They were good drivers because before they got their CDL, they were good drivers. See, I know some of them personally for decades. But a lot of y'all on the road act like the biggest vehicle wins. I don't care about lines in the road. I don't care about the rules. I don't care about red lights and stop signs. I don't care about the right of way. I can just do whatever. But see that now, what we have is a situation where that person decided, I can do whatever. I can pile as many boulders on this truck as I can. I don't know anything about physics. There's about a ton of rock. Ain't nothing could drop that. Ain't nothing could move that. We safe. Except the momentum of the vehicle it was being moved in is what caused it to drop off. You see what I'm saying? A D average is not satisfactory. And you're letting any Vado, Nado, or Cado get behind the wheel of a vehicle and do whatever they want on the road. It's a joke. But it's disgusting. You'll have no respect for the people you're supposed to serve. Miss Green, you went too far south when speaking about the disparity of facilities amongst our islands. Our beloved Andrus, 20 minutes away from the capital, lacks many very necessary service. Mr. Lundy, who is homegrown, much like Price, will need a town meeting to openly discuss the issues relating to the progress of South Andrus. I don't understand the text. Are you saying that I didn't go far enough? Like I didn't go down to South Andrus when I was talking about Mr. Lundy? When speaking about the disparity of facilities amongst us, you agreeing with me? You disagreeing with me? You happy with the facilities on the family islands in South Andrus? You good with that? You like living like that? It's not just Mr. Lundy. Let's go to the phone line, producer. It's not just Mr. Lundy. There's a problem with governance again. Every time I hear politicians speaking as if we, the citizens, are the slave masters. We're driving them with no regard to their mental health, their psychological health and wellness. That it's us, the citizens, that are the slave masters. Every time I hear them say that, I burst out laughing. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. I miss you. I'm sorry I missed you. Caller again. Which has greater impact? Pride season, election season, or hurricane season? Let's go to the phone line, producer. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, you can hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, morning, Green.
Morning.
I just tuned in just now. I heard you talking about the boulders. I think you were talking about some rocks and stuff with maybe a fell of a truck or something.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I was just thinking about it a couple of weeks back. I was riding behind one of those dumpers that had a load of curry or something on the back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they need to make sure that those trucks are covered because little pebbles, little rocks be falling off in the back of them and they could crack your windshield and stuff like that.
We have a law. We have a law already. It's just not enforced.
Well, they need to enforce that. You know what I mean? Every truck driver who drive those type of trucks, they need to make sure that the load is properly covered, man, so nothing could fall off because when you're riding behind them sometimes, like I said before, little rocks be falling off and they bouncing off your car, bouncing off your windshield, and they could crack your windshield, you know what I mean?
Right,
to take more due attention with that.
The large vehicles that require the white plate with the black writing, the letter, it starts MV, right? All of those vehicles, they need to be issued extra plates with identifiers. So you have your plate on the front of your vehicle, you have your plate on the back of the vehicle, and if you are towing a component, then you have to somehow attach the plate temporarily to the thing that you are towing, right? Because if you have an element attached to the back of the truck, then you can't see the plate of the vehicle, so you could identify it and seek recourse if something fell off the vehicle. See, this is what I'm saying. We got an article in today's paper saying that the Department of Corrections officers will begin to wear body cameras soon. For what? Why? Because we're supposed to have CCTV everywhere, but are citizens able to use that CCTV to identify offending vehicles? when debris or aggregate falls off the truck and causes damage to somebody's property or injures someone. You still there, Carlo?
Yes. Like, I totally agree. I mean, we just need to better police the streets, et cetera, and make sure that the laws are adhered to, et cetera, like that. And I just want to say, shout out to Sparky, man. How's Sparky doing good, man? You know, I just enjoy hearing Sparky on the radio. Oh, Sparky, having a good day, Sparky. You know, long life to you, my brother. Keep up the good work on the radio, Sparky. And I hope you have a good day, Miss Green.
But you ain't telling me keep up the good... Look here. What happened? You must fluff me up, too. Y'all, sometimes y'all lack mother's wit, you know. Sometimes y'all lack mother's wit. Okay, so every day and election stories as well on the table. Most out of time, but I'm going to throw them in. Oh, I like this text. You complain about everything. You campaigning to vote this government out, but you are willing to vote the same guys in who mess with us. You go call my MP and ask him what I tell him. I tell him I can spoil my ballot. Be prepared for it. y'all is I'm going to say y'all is lie, but you don't have enough context to even lie. You just text here and say anything. Hey, there's a difference between critical interrogation and complaint. Okay? There's a difference between critical interrogation and complaint. And I'm not going to throw lowness at you. All right? But what I will say is this. It's 2025. The Abaco Hurricane Shelter is not completed as of yet. We're not even certain if it will be accessible, right? If it will be, if occupancy will be enabled for this hurricane season. We don't even know that yet. And ain't nobody tell you what the expenditure report is for the 50th Golden Jubilee anniversary yet. But I complaining? That's okay, don't worry. Here's some articles. Talks held on moves to modernize labor laws. I think this is important because the deadline date for feedback is June 15th. So if you are a worker, you are employee, you're a union member, you're a business member, you still have time to contribute in this stakeholder process. Proposed legislative changes to modernize labor laws were put before stakeholders yesterday for feedback. Cheryl Lee Pinder, CEO of CP Training and Consulting Services, said the recommendations were also submitted by stakeholders, including trade unions, Bahamas Chamber of Commerce and Employers Confederation, the Disabilities Commission, and others. Again, the deadline for feedback is June 15th, Labor and Public Service Minister Pia Glover Rolle expressed her excitement. Here's a quote from the minister. And we're here to ensure that we not only move about what the next step is after today, but ensuring that when we go to this national consultation, we understand that this is a product that we are taking to the wider public that is based on collective expertise and a shared vision. So I imagine for stakeholders, like trade union members, employers, I guess, or civil society agencies like Disabilities Commission, June 15th for your feedback, and then we await the announcement of the public consultation process. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Ms. Green, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Let us stop allowing people that are, I wouldn't say in authority over us, but people that lead us to use us for their benefit. That Mr. Obie Ferguson, from what I'm gathering now on this, this is something more personal than Labor Day with the PFB. The PFB have been marching with Labor Day before I born.
How old are you? Pause. How old are you, sir?
Me?
Yeah.
I am 57.
You 57?
I was marching before I was born.
Pause. I'm a 57, Mr. Newry. That sound accurate? PLP been marching? We've been having Labor Day parades for over 57 years.
How old is the PLP?
I don't know how old they are. I stay out of big
PLP
people.
PLP is about 60. PLP was formed in 1960 something.
When was the first Labor Day parade?
Now you've done it. Now you're
See, well, this is what I said. You can't tell me. Man, come on.
I don't hear any facts.
This is the name is Green. From I Heart Sense.
It's a travesty. No, let's stop right there. It's a travesty.
Ms. Green, allow me to say this, please.
No, you already said it.
I want to say something, Blaise.
You had a chance to talk. You don't be having a conversation. I can't talk?
From I was second vice chairman of the Young Liberals under the age of 17. I was 17. I was marching with the PLB and Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
Me. I was marching with them. So the PLB and Jeff come this year, see. The CDR marched with the Labor Day parade. The DNA
okay,
gave
okay.
Water
1961
on the
was
parade.
The first Labor Day parade.
The FNM marched with the Labor Day parade. So why all of a sudden this is now a political to-do?
All right. 1961 was the first Labor Day parade, and it's 2025.
How many years is that?
I don't know.
That's before I born.
You sure?
I born in 68.
Listen, it's a travesty. Let's talk about it. It's a travesty that the PLP would attempt to hog up so much space in the Labor Day parade.
No, the PLP is always in the back. Always in the back. And the PLP doesn't start at Windsor Park.
That's not what hogging up. That's not what hogging up. That's not what hogging up space means.
I thought you were taking up all the big
producer, time. Enable the mute button. Enable the mute button. I hear they get one of them in the House of Assembly. Caller, it's a travesty that the PLP would continue to hog up so much space in the Labor Day parade. It's almost as if they think the Labor Day parade belongs to them. They lack spatial awareness. But it gets worse, right? Then you can tell the people, get battle ready. Who's get battle ready? People who go to war, get battle ready. And then you can tell the people, you're preparing to launch your campaign on Labor Day, and you follow that up with Fred Mitchell saying, or at least our news saying, PLP to roll out candidates on Labor Day with a video of the chairman of the party, Fred Mitchell, speaking, right? Why would the PLP insist on hogging up so much space on Labor Day? And then why after
Labor Day march, you know, be done on the Labor Day marches is going to be done at another event that they're going to have to celebrate the Prime Minister's birthday, which would be on the 7th.
No, dude, because what I read was that they didn't. In fact, let me read from the article, PLP preparing to launch campaign on Labor Day. Thank you very much for your call. Progressive Liberal Party Deputy Chairman Obi Roberts told party members to, quote, prepare for political war, close quotes, which will begin on the Labor Day parade. The political war could begin on the Labor Day parade. The party is preparing to launch its 2026 re-election campaign on Labor Day, June 6th. And he say June 7th, he say on June 6th. We plan to march in mass numbers as crabs to demonstrate our might, our force, and our commitment. But you can't get people to go present themselves to the police when requested. We are so mighty. Robert said during the party's men's branch meeting on Sunday. Here we go. We continue following the parade. A rake and scrape concert will be held at Fort Charlotte to celebrate Prime Minister Philip Davis's 74th birthday. I don't think that means following day on the parade.
No, they have a rally on the parade the same day.
On June 6th.
On June 6th, the same day.
Now, why are you telling me you said, who by day y'all say y'all celebrating?
The PM, the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Bahamas.
Yeah, no. They can't be celebrating the Prime Minister's birthday. They could celebrate the leader of their party's birthday like that.
Well,
but you can't celebrate the Prime Minister's birthday in a partisan celebration on Labor Day, and you call it the day that you launch in political war.
It has to be the Prime Minister because we paying to bust the people into to the site.
Not me, we, the party.
Constituency money.
Not, no.
No?
Mm.
No?
Don't mind Livingston. Josiah is the JP.
Go to every constituency and see if there won't be a bus at every constituency office.
Privately paid for by the party bus, I hope.
Paid by the constituency money?
No, no, no.
Oh, watch for
what
it.
I tell you, don't mind what Livingston say. Josiah is the JP.
Watch for it. But before you go, what I'm concerned about that whole episode is the headline in the Nassau Guardian. The Progressive Liberal Party has denounced Trade Union Congress' decision to boycott the annual Randall Fox Labor Day Parade, which is set for next week. How can a political party denounce the union?
The PLP?
They denounce it. Said we denounce the union for not wanting to participate.
They done worse than that.
That's problematic. The wording is problematic.
So is signing an MOU in opposition.
Yeah, that worked for them.
Don't lick nobody.
That worked for them.
Dress up. Yeah. It's time to go. Thank you, producer. Thank you to the callers. Thank you to the text line. Sorry if I didn't read all your texts. Maybe Mr. Newry will let me sneak them in.
We'll see.
In the next hour. Guardian Radio AM is up next.
Bullfrog dressed up in soldier clothes, went to the river to shoot some crows. Crows smell fire and they all fly away, Lord. Bullfrog get vexed and he cry all day.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere, you make complexities your specialties and put compassion all to redefine what's possible. For everyone, everywhere. For every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.